Lori again with another in our series of the copywriting checklist. Red Hot Copy's secret sauce to sizzling copy. Are you ready? Today we're going to talk about the second part. Remember, I started this off saying there are five parts. It's the SOBOC. We went through scannability on the previous episode. So today we're going to talk about the O, the big O, the opening. Now, the opening is really important because they may never get beyond the opening if you don't grab their attention. The opening is the first place that they're seeing you, what you have to offer. It's the welcome mat in front of your house, in front of your website. So it's super important to, this is where you're gonna wanna use your best copywriting techniques, your best persuasive tricks and tactics rather. I never wanna say anything about tricking people. It's more about persuasion. You know that you have something good, and if you don't share it with your community, then shame on you. So the way to share that is to get good enough at copy that you're going to get their attention and keep it. So the opening, when I talk about it, I'm mostly talking about what's above the fold. And by the above the fold, you know, I mean you're not scrolling on your computer. It's just like when you go to the website, bam, that's what's in front of you. That's what your opening is. And what you're going to see on that opening, it's going to be your headline, right? You've got to have a kick-ass headline. And that's something that takes a lot of practice and a lot of, I was going to say struggle. That's the wrong word for it. But it takes a lot of practice and a lot of letting yourself go and just writing out, you know, 50, 100 headlines and seeing what resonates with you and just like writing nonstop so you don't think too much. Because sometimes we overthink things. Does that ever happen to you? It happens to me a lot. So when you're writing, if you don't stop, you'll be surprised what your brain comes up with. So anyway, you need to have an attention demanding headline. You've got to get their attention, and you need to also... You want to make sure that your headline is in present tense. And a lot of times people will put it in future tense, like my product will do this for you. No, act as if they already have your product. So it's kind of like pacing the sales pitch, if you will. It's acting as if it's already happened. So you want your headline in present tense. It's much more powerful than to say this will happen to you in the future than to say this is happening now. So there are exceptions, of course, but in general, go with present tense. It's always going to be a stronger position than future or past tense. Fairly early in the copy, whoever's reading the copy should have a pretty idea, a good idea if they are your target market or not. You don't want to waste their time. They don't want to waste their time. And so it should be clear who it is that you're talking to pretty clearly or pretty early on. And also, a lot of corporate sites and some of the way older, ancient sorts of copy used much more of a formal tone. That's not really working as well nowadays, even for the big corporations, right? They're trying to become more personal and more connected to us as well, because they know that that's when you start making more sales, is when you have a connection. So I recommend using first person or I. Be informal, be conversational. And when I say use I also mean use you, because I want you to make them the star of your copy. Even though, of course, it's important to know who you are, but they need to be the star ultimately. So you want to use a lot of use in your copy, right? So you want to make sure that that's the case. Now, this is something I've actually kind of walked back from a little bit, but I have been a huge proponent against self-launching videos, right? I think they're annoying as hell, And I can't stand when I'm just, you know, surfing the web and psh, all of a sudden something yells at me and is talking to me, and I want to find the turn off button as quickly as I can. That's the fastest way to get me to leave a website. However, you need to test it for yourself, because auto-launching websites, auto-launching videos, apparently they actually do work. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is what's working best for your sales, for your bottom line. So you need to test that. In fact, I know a lot of marketers who hate self-launching videos, but they say the conversions are so high that it's just the way it is. So I'm going to let you make your own decision on that one, and join me for our next episode for the third installment of The Secret Sauce. Okay? See you soon.